For WNYC, I'm Amy Eddings. A university's athletic program is an important part of its reputation and visibility. WNYC's Stephen Nesson reports the video of fired basketball coach Mike Rice, and his firing may do long-term damage to Rutgers' image.
Coach Mike Rice was fired in the aftermath of the scandal, but another casualty may be the school's reputation. This comes months after Rutgers proudly announced it was joining the NCAA powerhouse, the Big Ten. The move meant greater national exposure and hopes of drawing stronger recruits. But that's not what's making headlines.
Even though the school will do whatever it can to disassociate itself going forward from that coach, there will be this stigma attached to the school for years to come.
That's Darren Heitner, a sports writer who teaches sport management at Indiana University. Heitner says this kind of scandal could undo years of work. Rutgers was in the national spotlight last year when the Tyler Clementi case went to trial. The Rutgers freshman committed suicide days after he discovered his roommate had spied on him having sex with a man. The gay slurs used by Coach Rice are a reminder of the kind of casual homophobia on campus that was brought up in that case. Speaking on WFAN before the firing, the athletic director of Rutgers, Tim Pernetti, said he knew the video would eventually leak and that part of his role is safeguarding the university.
I think now that it's out there, you know, we knew it was going to get out there, the reaction, we knew what it was going to be. But again, I need to sit here and think about what gives us the ability to be effective going forward in men's basketball, and more importantly, what protects the university.
Tweets from celebrities like LeBron James aren't helping in the court of public opinion. He writes, "If my son played for Rutgers or a coach like that, he would have some real explaining to do." And even Governor Chris Christie got involved, saying, "All of the student athletes entrusted to our care deserve much better." The Rutgers University president released a statement today saying, quote, "Rice's abusive language and actions are deeply offensive and egregiously violate the university's core values." For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.